Here we go. Let's roll. Welcome back, Thrill Seekers. Hour number two of our little get-together on this Friday edition of the Simon Conway Show with your fill-in radio talk show host, Daddy Matt Kittle. Glad to have you along with us. We have much to accomplish before we get into what's coming up. Let's tell you about what's holding everybody out there. We had somebody from the 515 say there were some problems, and I don't know if we had it in our traffic report, some backup on the Highway 5 bypass around Des Moines just a bit ago. If that remains a problem, and I believe it was, at least up until news time, watch that area because that's a problem. Things have been not going as smoothly as, of course, we would like them. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll keep you posted on that as we get details. Also coming up a little bit later this hour, you know that Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, who has just a penchant for Donald Trump, and at least when it comes to his hatred for Donald Trump, sure does love the anti-Semitic looters in New York City. New York City, yes, we will talk about that with one of the great columnists out there now, senior editor David Harsanyi from The Federalist, will join us to talk about his latest column on this front, The Disparity in Justice, you bet. Also, a little bit later on in the show, in the 6 o'clock hour, please stand by because, you know, you've seen it. You wonder sometimes, hey, what's going on with the youth of America? Our ambassador of the youth of America, Will the Thrill, our producer, will be joining us to, I will give him a full 45 seconds to describe what's going on with the youth of America today as the ambassador, once again, for the youth of America. And we will also have for you in the 6 o'clock hour, sage advice to the youth of America, provided by one of the great philosophers of the 20th century. Stay tuned for that. But now we begin this hour in, well, a move to try to get the Biden administration to do what is lawful. And that has been quite a quest for some time. The clock is ticking on Biden cabinet officials to turn over documents on what I like to call Biden bucks, the Biden administration's constitutionally suspect scheme to use federal agencies for a get-out-the-vote effort to re-elect, yes, Joe Biden. The House Administration Committee earlier this month issued subpoenas to the intransigent executive branch demanding the records. That committee's chairman, Congressman Brian Stile, Republican Wisconsin, joins us now on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Matt, thanks for having me on.
Now, let me ask you this, first and foremost, are you in God's country or are you still stuck in the swamp?
No, I'm in God's country. Over one state over here in Wisconsin, we got a bit of a stormy day, but a beautiful day. A day in Wisconsin is always better than a day in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yes. Well, you would much rather, yeah, as you say, you'd much rather be dealing with the storm than dealing with the fetid swamp that you have to deal with and the swamp creatures therein. Your committee, and you have led the charge on this, trying to get some answers to, you know, now, what is it? I believe it was March of 2021. One of his first round of executive orders, Joe Biden signed Executive Order 14019, if you're scoring along at home. Basically, that order commanded the agencies of the federal government to operate a massive, unprecedented, and I believe unconstitutional get-out-the-vote effort to attract Democrats to the polls in this 2024 election. It's supposed to be about registering voters, mobilizing voters, but it seems to me, based on the scant documents we have so far, Congressman, this is all, again, about trying to turn out the vote to reelect Joe Biden.
This is the concern, is that President Biden has weaponized federal agencies to get out the vote in a partisan manner. Congress did not appropriate money to be used in a partisan manner to get out the vote. And in fact, it's illegal to leverage federal dollars for a partisan purpose. Yet when we're looking into this, what we've started to see as a result of the executive order that you correctly noted, 14019, is that he's already engaged with the Department of Education to encourage the use of student work dollars to be utilized for get out the vote efforts on liberal college campuses. We've seen the Small Business Administration partner with the state of Michigan. And every single federal agency under this executive order was required to put forward a strategic plan as to how they were going to implement this. That's the document I want to get my hands on. I believe there we will find the inner workings of how the Biden administration is weaponizing our federal government for a partisan purpose. I've subpoenaed the document, and there is absolutely no excuse for these administration officials to not turn that over and allow the American people to see how their taxpayer dollars are being utilized.
Congressman Brian Stile joining us on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line, this edition of the Simon Conway Show with yours truly, Matt Kittle. What's the status report now? I believe, please correct me if I'm wrong, I think the administration has until the end of the month to turn over the documents to you?
They have until next week. Okay. And next week, that is the timeline that we gave them in the subpoena. And at that point, we'll take additional and further court action. And again, there's no excuse as to why they're not turning this document over. It's a use of taxpayer dollars and a get-out-the-vote effort that sure looks darn partisan based on what we know. Every single agency is drafted and put together, in large part working with liberal outside groups, strategic plans as to what they're going to do. We deserve and need to get our hands on these documents to make sure we understand what the Biden administration is doing with your taxpayer dollars.
No doubt about it. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but off topic, on topic, so to speak, it is interesting to me that you have an agency. Now, they're in the process, if we're going to be generous in trying to fulfill the request, which is not just a request, it's an order, it's a subpoena. But we have this agency so far not fulfilling that. We've had other agencies not complying with subpoenas. It sounds strange to me how they're not held in contempt of court, but then we have the likes of Steve Bannon and others who are facing jail time coming up for this. Are there going to be consequences if they don't comply?
There needs to be consequences for failure to comply. And this subpoena that we've issued against these 15 federal agencies and cabinet secretaries of President Biden is actually incredibly straightforward. Again, it's simply we need to see the strategic plan with which they're operating under. The executive order set forth that they would have a strategic plan. Other groups have tried to FOIA this information and get it through Freedom of Information. Mm-hmm. They have stonewalled those groups. I want to see it because I think it's imperative that Congress understands how and why the government is acting in this manner. And I'm incredibly concerned based on what we already understand these agencies to be doing, that it's being utilized for a partisan purpose. Again, if we look at what the Department of Education is doing in allowing work study dollars to be used to register students to vote on liberal college campuses, we need to see the strategic plan to understand just how partisan this administration has gotten in a get-out-the-vote effort, again, with federal taxpayer dollars. This isn't a situation where a campaign or the Biden campaign is organizing get-out-the-vote efforts. That's an appropriate use of campaign resources. This is the Biden administration weaponizing federal agencies to try to drive forward a partisan get-out-the-vote effort. Very different, wildly inappropriate, illegal in many instances if we believe what's in these documents is actually there. I'm convinced it is. And the fact that the federal agencies will not give me these documents tells me a lot about what must be in the documents in the first place.
Indeed. Makes you suspicious, doesn't it? Congressman Brian Stile joining us for a few more minutes on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. He is chairman of the House's Administration Committee. He's been working at trying to get a lot of information from an administration that has, quite frankly, repeatedly broken the laws as it relates to not only to journalists trying to get this information. This is the big point, the big takeaway for me, Congressman, is that, they should be turning this stuff over to journalists. Don't get me wrong. As a member of that once proud profession, I think, I insist on them following the laws. They're not even turning this over to Congress. And that's the thing. We don't even know how much this thing is costing taxpayers, do we?
No, exactly the problem. The Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. has been a great partner in this. They've been charging ahead to try to make sure that we understand what's in this. They've been stonewalled. It's the reason that we've said, okay, is policymakers in Washington, D.C., we need to understand what law the administration believes they're following in order to implement this. Then we need to see, is this partisan in nature, which it sure seems like? And then why is taxpayer dollars being utilized in this manner? Again, these are agencies like the Department of Transportation. They're utilizing federal taxpayer dollars for a partisan get-out-the-vote effort. This isn't them using money for roads and bridges and things that the Department of Transportation should actually be doing. And so we need to get our hands on this strategic plan. We've subpoenaed the documents, and we're going to hold these individuals accountable if they fail to turn them over this upcoming week. If they do turn them over, we're going to share them with the American people, because everybody deserves to know how their taxpayer dollars are being used by this administration. And the concern, of course, is they're being weaponized to drive forward a partisan get-out-the-vote effort to try to reelect President Biden. And in a period of time when President Biden is this unpopular, particularly think about the groups where he's getting clobbered, students on college campuses, there's no doubt to understand why the administration would want to use federal taxpayer dollars to try to do get-out-the-vote efforts on college campuses. It stinks to high heaven what this administration is doing.
Yeah, and again, they're not even telling you what this costs, the money, the taxpayer money they're spending, that you have the power of the purse in Congress to dictate. That's a problem in and of itself, but I'll tell you this. This quest may be our last hope. The U.S. Supreme Court recently decided it won't take up what I think is a very critical election integrity lawsuit filed by lawmakers in Pennsylvania that want to get to the bottom of and ultimately stop Biden bucks from happening. So I guess I wish you the very best of luck, but there's going to be no intervention to stop this thing. It's moving forward no matter what, it appears.
Well, I'm of the view that if we get these documents, we'll be able to intervene in court and stop the action of the federal government from driving forward for a partisan purpose. I don't think that's an easy task, but it's the task in front of us, and it's so absolutely essential that we work to make sure that our elections are not utilized in a partisan purpose. Of course, we know elections themselves are partisan. It's a partisan nature to have an election. But the administration of our elections needs to be nonpartisan. And if we want to instill confidence and integrity in our elections, we have to remove the partisan nature in the administration of our elections. And it's the Biden administration that continues to work to try to weaponize this in the exact opposite way that we're working to try to build confidence and integrity in our elections. This administration's working the other way to try to force federal taxpayer dollars to weaponize a get-out-the-vote effort, and it is exactly that. It's Biden bucks. Zucker bucks was bad. Biden bucks is worse.
Well, keep working on it, because it is so critical to expose this information. Appreciate your time today, sir, and I wish you the best of luck. And you're halfway there. You're out of the swamp now. So,
thanks for having me on.
You bet. Have a good weekend. That is Congressman Brian Stile, Republican, Wisconsin. He's chairman of the House Administration Committee. More to come, the Simon Conway Show. With Matt Kittle. Hang on.